You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a new day, a new week, the beginning of the trading week, the 26th of November, the Monday. It also happens to be a rather important day when it comes to founding businesses. It happens to be the birth anniversary of Maurice McDonald. He co-founded something you might have heard of called McDonald's. It happens to be the birth anniversary of the man who ushered in the White Revolution, founding Amul, that is Varghese Kurien. And talking of beverages, another kind of beverage, Cobra Beer, which is so popular in the West, that was founded by Karan Billy Moria, who was also born on this particular day. So from this world of business that has given us all of these luminaries who have gone on to found companies that have given us so many things, let's find out what has happened over the course of the past week and what we can expect over the course of today. My name is Rakesh and we'll be taking a morning walk down Dalal Street right here on Money Control.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Well, the past week, which was truncated on account of Guru Nanak Jayanti, was a rather volatile week for the Indian markets. Nifty 50 failed to hold on to 10,750, 10,700, as well as 200 DMA, and fell by about 1% for the week ended 22nd of November. Well, the current week is unlikely to remain calm for sure as well, as F&O expiry for the month of November and big macro data, that is GDP data for the September quarter, which will be watched by investors. There's plenty of macro data lined up on the international front as well. For example, Japan will announce a manufacturing PMI on the 26th of November, along with US GDP for quarter three of 2018. The US Federal Reserve's minutes of the meeting will be out, a commentary eyed by traders to understand the trajectory that the central bank has adopted. Action around state elections is in full swing, and this week we'll see Madhya Pradesh and Mizoram going to polls on the 28th of November. And on this very topic, we have done earlier podcasts, some factors that are in play in Madhya Pradesh and Mizoram state elections. So now is as good a time as any to listen to them to get a primer on what to expect from these assembly polls. Technically, though, Nifty has formed a bearish candle after three bullish candles, which is a sign of exhaustion. The expiry is likely to happen in the range of 10,400 to 10,700 levels. What is the big news we will be tracking? Well, FPI's bullish stance has continued. Inflow at 6,310 crore rupees in November so far, after pulling out massive funds in October on easing crude oil prices as well as a strengthening rupee. Of these, most of the funds were infused in the debt market by foreign portfolio investors, that is FPIs. The latest data with depositories have gone on to show. The recent inflows come after a net outflow of more than 38,900 crore rupees in October, which was the steepest withdrawal in nearly 2 years. FPIs pulled out over 21,000 crore rupees from the capital markets, both equity and debt, in September. Before that, they had put in 7,500 crore rupees in July and August. Experts suggest that appreciating rupee and fall in crude oil prices provided a leeway to India's macros and accordingly influenced FPIs to change their stance towards emerging markets. A quick look at the technical view and what it's trying to tell us. Nifty has formed a bearish candle and a bearish engulfing kind of pattern on the weekly candlestick charts. The near-term trend is down and there is a possibility of extension of this weakness for the next week. The next important supports to be watched for are at 10,315 levels for the next week. We'll be watching out for three levels today, 10,315, 10,440 and 10,700. Maximum call OI placed at 10,700 followed by 11,000. Maximum put OI at 10,000 and 10,500. Very quickly, some stocks in the news. Reconstitution of the S&P BSE Sensex Index. HCL Technologies, Bajaj Finance are going to replace Wipro, Adani Ports in the BSE Sensex effective 24th of December 2018. ILNFS is unable to pay short-term deposit, including interest worth 218 crore rupees, which are due 22nd of November. And finally, Jet Airways is in the news. Ranjan Mathai has quit Jet Airways board as independent director. So we'll see what happens to these stocks when the week begins. That is HCL Technologies, Bajaj Finance, Wipro, Adani Ports, ILNFS and Jet Airways. And finally, to make this roundup worth your while, we spoke to finance.com, that is numerical5nance.com, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. Two buy calls and one sell call today. Kajaria Ceramics has a buy call. Target we're looking at is 473 rupees. Stop loss 426 rupees, upside of 5%. Adani Port and SEZ Limited has a buy call as well. Target of 383 rupees. Stop loss 351 rupees, upside of 4%. And finally, Shriram Transport Finance Limited has a sell call. Target of 1,120 rupees. Stop loss 1,201 rupees for downside of 3%. Kajaria Ceramics and Adani Port have buy calls and Shriram Transport has a sell call. Well, hopefully that's a quick recap of all that you need to know before going into trade today. We'll, of course, see you throughout the course of the day because there are live updates on moneycontrol.com. And if you happen to miss those things, we'll, of course, see you in the evening with an evening walk down the Lal Street. We wish you a fantastic day at the markets, a good start of the week, and hopefully all of those weekend blues will be gone as you get back into work and sort of get into the groove of the grind of the week. We'll, of course, keep you company for all of that. And there are plenty of podcasts for you to catch up on. Until the next time I see you, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.